Greeting everyone, this is N2NLV with the shortwave scanner listening. Stand by for 30 seconds for any emergency or priority traffic before we continue the briefing. Okay, good evening everyone. This is N2NLV. My name is Charles from Staten Island in New York City, and I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave scanner listening net that started on this frequency every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for all those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hub. So we cover all the frequencies that you can tune into, from DC all the way up to light and everything else in between, except for amateur radio, because we can talk about that any other time during the week. So during this event, we'll discuss who's on the various frequencies, what kind of equipment you would need to tune it in, what's new, that's the development as far as the technology behind it, or procedures, or use of the frequencies, and where you can get information, either in print matter or on the internet. We have some basic ground rules for this net. One, this computer system located in the downtown Brooklyn and midtown Manhattan areas. You can get all the information on the repeater system by going to www.n2row.net. For those who are checking in on the air tonight, we ask that you give your call sign, your name, location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. If you don't have any traffic, then just say no traffic and we will move on to the next person. If you're unable to get into the repeaters, either because of distance, technical difficulties, or you may not be a licensed amateur radio operator yet, you can still participate by sending an email to our email address, which is nyvxa@yahoo.com. And that email address will be checked periodically throughout the net. And anything traffic to be forwarded on the air, we will do that. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-ins. Please space it out so we don't have anybody stepping on each other. This is N2NLV.
N2NLV. WA2 Oscar Kilo Zulu. 10 Cranford, New Jersey. No traffic.
NOV. This is KC2 LMH, Jim in Astoria. Good evening, Charlie. Is everyone on the net?
NOV. This is N2OVQ, Robert from the Bronx, no traffic.
N2OV.
Ready. Here, November 2, November Hotel, Mike, Joe, and Garfield. Good evening, no traffic. W2NOV, this is WB2SDT, New York City. No traffic at this time, sir.
KC2QKC, John in Brooklyn, no traffic. Good evening, Charlie, and everyone else on the net.
Alright, so far we have WA2FQ, please go ahead, KC2CIK, KC2LMH, N2OVQ, N2NHM, WC2SDT, and KC2KK, and Don, I did get your email, thank you for putting that info. Okay, anybody else?
Everyone, I know good. Bob in Beaufort, Connecticut. Good evening, Charlie, no traffic. penalty. I think I got stepped on. This is KC2JRH, Anthony in Brooklyn with traffic.
Okay, and then yeah, I thought there was a double with NHM. Okay. We have you now with traffic and N1 MLZ all the checking in. Alright, anyone else? Alright, we'll take the list as we have it now and pick up additional checkers later on. Also, if you are unable to get into the net, use the email, nydsa@yahoo.com. So, first of all, tonight on the list, WA2SQ2. Hey, Bob. How are things in the chilly state of New Jersey tonight? That's what I'll be.
Everything is good, Charlie. I'm just doing the TCI. I got in and, a little bit late tonight, so give me 5 minutes to check the email. Everything is good. Not really too much going on in the radio app because I left the PC on overnight on the state trunk system, and I've noticed that several of the subgroups from the TrueStream central system are now being broadcast up here in the north. I don't know if that's the instance or what the deal is on it, but just noticed that. So, otherwise, also give me 5 or 10 minutes, I'll check the email, and I'll let you know what we have in there. WHSQ.
Okay, Bob, we give you a chance to get that all squared away. And let's see. Chester, you said you had traffic?
May have been one, but, I was a business. We left the courthouse for 3 hours, and I got all the New York, the NYPD, all the stuff I get home, obviously, I got there, but I always think that one new person in the Javits Center itself, and it was on 416.415. I didn't get the email, but it was definitely in the board or one of the other oil places that the people at the show was talking about. Kind of a disappointing evening, I wasn't destroyed, but, I know.
Yeah, I can understand it being disappointing. Yeah, you figure all that activity, there's got to be something going on. Yeah, except for some of the UHF business itinerants. I really wouldn't expect much to be happening on this. I did notice, though, Justin, that last year, if you look at my webpage, at the bottom of the page for the New York State 800 Metro 21 system, the toll booth can start with the agency of 14, 14-021, Road 27. They were all used last year, about in the springtime, for U.S. Open, the golf tournament that was held up in Westchester. So it seemed like they were using those call groups as, like, interagency, interoperability call groups. The security that was going on around the golf course, traffic flow, and things like that. So it might be something to continue listening to it as the weather gets warmer. We might do some other things.
Traffic tonight?
And 2NOB, Casey, Charlie, Mate, just turning. Hi, Charlie and everyone. Yes, I do have some traffic, and I always forget to say that at the beginning. So one thing, since Justin brought up the Javits Center, I work there frequently, and hopefully the state troopers there are using the DHS system. You know, they are active there. They do have a barracks there. They're all over the place. But I'm not one to go up to one of these state troopers and ask them what frequency they're using. They don't have much of a sense of humor, and currently I don't have a radio that can take hits like the new Unigen radios that I intend to upgrade. I also don't have a trunking portable that's working at the moment, so I just I don't know what channel we're using. I'm going to let it cycle for a moment. In other traffic, I'm having fun using a freeware called ID Tracker. I have version 3.80. I believe there's a newer version, but the incremental changes don't really do much for me. I'm using it with a Unigen 7PC780. I've inputted the new frequencies that you gave us, Charlie, from your website and on the air. I believe it was last week or the week before. And I've been just letting it take hits. And it's a great program because you can punch in those talk groups or IDs that you can identify. And I'm using cutting and pasting from your website. And as talk groups come up that are not identified, it comes up and says so, and you can add make it a red color or a blue color on the ID. And one thing that's going on is there's a lot of ID numbers that are not, it seems to me, in keeping with the DUIT system. For instance, way down in the in the 01424 or 1520, these are way below the 8000s, and I wonder if you know maybe what's going on there. In case you can only back to the group.
Do you mean the call group to start with like a 71 and then have a series of numbers after it? Those would be private ID numbers, you know, individual radio unit IDs.
Well, Charlie, I'll give an example. I have a four-digit, well, really it's a five, starting with a 0, 1520, 01424. I have 4608. I mean, I have a bunch of them like that, and I'm wondering if maybe there's a setting that I'm not aware of. I believe I have things set correctly. I double-check the frequencies, and they're in the order that you specify and everything. So I'm not sure what I'm getting, but a lot of them are the proper talk groups, and some go way above what you have. I have one here that's 65104, for instance. So there's a lot of stuff on here that I'm not sure if I'm getting a false hit or what.
Well, if you remember how the system was before they went totally Type 2 back in October, it was... the first block of eight possible blocks was what was named 000-13. It came from the sort of the old OEM alert system and the vector channel was. And that all got abandoned when everything got shoved up into the Type 2 block that was already there, starting with 8192. So it is possible that they are starting to reuse some of that space below 8192. If the number is evenly divisible by 16, then it's a valid regular talk group. And if there's anything in addition to that, like it's divisible by 16 with a 1 remainder, then that should be an emergency identifier for that type of talk group. And the numbers can go as high as 65555. Okay, so it's not impossible. Just look at the New Jersey State Police System, for example. They've got talk groups all over the place, up into the 40,000, 50,000.
Hello? Okay, well, I'd forgotten about the visible flight 16, and actually I'm just punching in some of the talk groups right now, and in my calculator divided by 16, and they come up as even numbers. Well, actually, they're divisible, but it isn't necessarily an even number in one case. Now, it does have a feature that it records to disk audio. However, I can't seem to get that to work. I have ScanPat Gold SE, which isn't as quite as easy to use as ID Tracker, but I can get it to record. So I think what I'm going to do is when I finish, I'm going to spend a couple of weeks and just let this record as much, I mean, to take hits as much as possible, is then to take the unidentified ones, put them in, I guess, in the ID, that, you know, the trunk bank ID list, and see if I can't get them to record on ScanPat. And in the meantime, I'm going to try and troubleshoot ID Tracker, see why it's not recording. But that would be a great way to see if it is a valid ID in addition to the divisible by 16 KP2LMH. Thank you.
Yes, that's one way of handling it, Jim. When you divide by 16, it doesn't have to be an even number. It just has to be divisible by 16. Okay, so the first possible talk group number will be 16, then 32, 48, 64, and so forth.
Okay, but if I continue to divide by 16 and it doesn't come out in some even fashion, does that mean that that it's not a valid talk group?
Well, if you divide by 16 and you get a remainder after the decimal point, then the probability of it being an invalid talk group are very high. However, like I said, if the number is divisible by 16 and you've got a remainder of 1, so let's say a talk group of 49. It's divisible by 16 three times, so then you've got a remainder of 1. So that'd be a status bit of 1 added to the 48, which in Motorola systems equates to an emergency flag.
Okay, well, for instance, I have a talk group here, 1424. I divide by 16, it comes up as 89. I divide that by 16, and that comes up as 5.5625. So there is a decimal. What would that tell you?
Okay, what was the number again? 1424. 1424.
That's correct.
Okay. You just divide it once. Take the 1424 divided by 16. If you get a number that doesn't have anything after the decimal place, then it's possibly a valid talk group.
Okay. I'm going to cut and paste all the ones I know that match the list that you have, and which are plentiful here, and the ones that are left over after a long period of time, because I have nothing better to do, I'll see if they're A, divisible by 16. The ones that are, I'll then try to see if I can record them, and anything that comes up, I'll let the group know.
Okay? And don't be surprised if you stumble across a talk group where you're not going to hear any audio, but you seem to get a carrier. Chances are that's probably using APRO 25. So you would have to have a scanner that would be able to detect that to probably know if that's what's going on. I know there will be a couple of individuals who will be a little perturbed of the scrutiny, but this is how we learn things. Good detective work.
Okay, you know, actually, ScanCat Gold does identify things as APCO 25, even though I do not have a visual capable scanner at this time. It does list the hit as digital encrypted and things like that. It's a really good program as well. There's a bit of tweaking. It's doing crazy things now that I added the new numbers, and it may have something to do with of various tweaks that can be done, and act like kind of don't have the time right now. So I'm going to stick to the simple freeware ID cracker. And I'll let you all know what I come up with over the next couple of months. N2NOV, this is KC2LMH, back to the group.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jim. And as you were saying that, I glanced over the stack of floppies. Yes, I still have 3.5-inch floppies sitting around. Don't use them much, but I still have them. And one of them here has probe 1.2 with DOS 6.2 system files on the floppy. Who remembers probe?
I think those floppies make excellent coasters.
Yeah, right. And what do I do with the 500 quarters I've never used that are still sitting in a plastic bag in one of the boxes? No, I don't have 8-inch either. Now, probe 1.2, for those who don't know, and for the silence I guess a lot of people don't, was a software package that was used with the optoelectronic 456 board that you put into a Pro 2006, RadioShack Pro 2006 scanner. And with that, the computer actually took control of all the memory functions and the VFO functions and TL detection. And I actually ran that off of an old 8088 Fujitsu laptop that had a bad battery. And just stuck that next to the scanner and just let it rip. And when did that come out, Bob? Was that like about 10 years ago?
I actually went the other route. I have a 2006 kit with Bill Cheek's board in it, which worked well, but it was a DOS program. I got still one email issue that if you want to discuss. I just said to yes. He was paid to HXU, dropped an email, and he said he finally got his 996 up in the box, but lo and behold, the programming cable is still backwarding. I don't know if Steve is listening or not, but programming cable comes with the 996. You shouldn't charge extra for it. So, I'm not quite sure what that's all about, but check your box again, and whoever you purchased it from, call them up and say, hey, Unity didn't give us the cable. Why are you charging me extra? That's the only email at the moment, Charlie. Go ahead.
Now 9:32, let's stand by for additional check-ins before we continue. That's what I'll do with the shuttle and stand over the platform. As you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and if you have any traffic. Say traffic, if not, then say no traffic. And if you're not able to get in, there's always email. NYDXA@yahoo.com. This is that's what I'll be.
Yeah, KC2OSA, Steve in Manhattan. I have no traffic, but I'm still learning a lot. Over.
To OLA, Mike from Massapequa. No traffic. Good evening.
Okay, Mike, because the system's linked, you can give me your phone number to cut off, please. Here for a second and then give us a full time. Yeah.
Sorry about that. KC2OLA, Kilo 2 Oscar Lima Alpha. Thanks. Good evening.
Okay, we've got a KC2OSA and then KC2OLA. Okay, cool. Anthony, you're the next one up for traffic.
62 JRH.
Next one open.
George, how you doing? I have a couple of things on the high frequency band on shortwave. There's 8,425 kilohertz. It's interesting. There's a station SVO in CW. And this station, if you pick it up on 8,425 in the day, it's SVO, and I noticed tonight I picked it up and it's CW. This WLO is supposedly the station out in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a marker out in Georgia. SVO, according to Monitoring Times, is the station out in Greece, Olympia Radio Greece.
Welcome to the world of utility band shortwave monitoring. You've actually stumbled on one of the frequencies of the International Marine Band, the 8 megahertz range. And WLO is actually in Mobile, Alabama.
Sorry, that's my mistake. I don't know why I thought it was Atlanta, Georgia. That's right, Mobile, Alabama. I picked it up on this one other time, somewhere about 13 megacycles or megahertz. Also, there's another station. I've never heard this station. It's called the Lancashire Poacher. I don't even know what it sounds like, but I'm trying to pick it up. I tried on 6,900 kilohertz, and so far I haven't heard anything. Do you know anything about that station?
You mean one of the many, many pirates outside of the amateur 40-meter band?
Sorry, can you repeat what you just said? I didn't hear it.
I said they're one of many pirate stations that reside just outside of the amateur 40-meter band, either below it or above it.
Okay, so I'm going to look into that. And then one, I'm going to jump up to UHF, picked up the station 460.500 megahertz. And it was New Jersey. It sounded like the police department, and it might have been narcotics or something. I just picked that up before I heard the scanner net.
I believe it's Newark. Bob, am I right on that? Is that the new Newark narcotics?
Depending on where you are, as you see, the Newark narcotics channel or 460.5 is also Paramus, which is, you know, quite active on there. So, but if it's not Paramus, you're probably hearing Newark.
It sounds like one of the links is hanging up things about that play before you're waiting for Gary to drop. Okay, does that help, Anthony?
Thank you very much. I didn't know that WLO is a marine. It is a marine station, coastal station. Thank you very much for that. And, I guess that's all for now. Thank you very much. 62JRH, back to next.
Hey, there's plenty of stuff you can hear on the band that you found out, Anthony. There are many resources. I only have a few of them on towards the bottom of my website under the miscellaneous grouping. So if you hunt around in there, you'll find some links to some fascinating stuff.
QNYW with me.
Long time no hear. In the past week, there were a couple of requests. Ben, who I can check in tonight, was probably listening. There he is. Was asking about some things and found a couple of things himself. Looks like we may have
to Columbia University's emergency medical service on 462-700. And there's also a question from somebody about St. John's University. I'm assuming the Queens campus, as opposed to Staten Island campus. And it turns out, it was reported that security at St. John's University is 463-7125, and their maintenance on 464-600. Some interesting bridges keeping this banner. The other one is area. Somebody once sent me an email regarding one of the museums and asked if I had heard of any other frequencies for the cultural institution. So I stumbled across a couple, and some things were listed in the FCC database. I'm wondering if anybody has any notes that they can pull it along for any of the museums and theaters. Frequencies that are used in their operations. And we'll get a list together and share it with everybody. It could be interesting, especially as tourism season picks up and there's a lot more activity at the facility. If you have anything like that in your notes, you probably have a notebook stashed in the corner of your desk somewhere. Forward them over, and then we'll see if we can compile a more comprehensive list.
Had a very interesting site, Charlie. This is one worth checking out. Unfortunately, the majority of it is in Russian, but if you take your cursor and you place it on the link and look down on the bottom, you can get an idea of what's going on. The site is at www.radioscanner.ru. Again, radioscanner.ru. And let's just say that I'm going on here. There's got service manuals, there's got operating manuals. There's a lot of software on here. You gotta look through this site, and a lot of it is in Russian, but as I say, look at the links, and it'll give you an idea of what you're looking for. Again, it says www.radioscanner.ru. Let me address you this.
A lot of interesting categories here. We've got discussion forum, board, something on signals, looks like this has signal types, files for download, frequency, modification page, and information page. This will be interesting trying to decipher.
Just looking, I just found the complete service manual for my Motorola Spectra. A lot of stuff in here. There's a lot of stuff here. So just look through it. You know, the discussions are in Russian, but the files are all in English. From an anonymous listener, WHS teacher.
There's a listing of frequencies if you're ever in Moscow. I don't know when I'm going to be traveling to Moscow next, but I think it'd be handy to have this list up. So it would be more than saying what it is. Okay, anything else in the email, Bob? Before we start wrapping it up.
Oh, here, Charlie, I just checked it again.
Actually, Yahoo and Homet is kind of close in idea, but they're not.
Glen YW checking in.
And Glen YW. So right ahead.
Okay, I've been on for in a while. I was doing a lot, working a lot, but I've noticed the past few days, over here anyway, I've been scanning on the 225 to 381 air band. I know, it's been busy in places lately. What about Giant Killer? 337.225, 303.00, 228.00, 237.900. Today, 227-600, 269-000, and 255-000, and that was about 9 o'clock. So, maybe it's a little band opening or something, but I've been picking them up with about, you know, half scale, and a few times it peaks up for them.
Yeah, they can be quite active. Ran through this frequency real quick. Can you give them out again so people can copy them? Maybe they can give a shot at it. Those are the frequencies that are associated with the Northern Air Defense System, or NEAD. Our defense in the sky. Stuff that should have been in operation to protect us. We're going to put together for the Cold War, but obviously it's still necessary.
The one I hear a lot now, too, it's 281.100, and that sounds like they're practicing down there. That was on today. I was up today. That was on, and it was coming in pretty strong. I'd say just about full scale. But the other one's like 303.00. That was getting strong signals, and the last one I heard about at 9:21 hours tonight was 255.00. 269.00 sounded like it was, you know, it just sounded like regular aircraft, you know, like you would hear on the, like, 127-400, like, you know, telling them to stay in line and him telling them what it was, like a 280, I think 281 or 289-100, that's Kennedy Airport, they use that sometimes. That's just another air traffic frequency. The other ones were interesting, though. Like I said, I've been hearing more the past few days. But I guess since I was home today and I had nothing really to do, and I put it on and left it on all day, so it was, you know, pretty good.
Wow, Station of Buffalo, give us a call again. It's getting a little bit garbled on the link. Okay, I heard K2FAN. Welcome to the net. Okay, you can hear, and Glen YW's been listening to a lot of the military aircraft band lately. Looks like some interesting stuff here. Okay, anybody else before we wrap it up?
And clear K3 to net.
I had a double, thinking, questioning Racy, got a very weak signal.
KC2OSA, I'm trying to find the list of scanners, you know, that list that you have of scanners. What website is it on?
A list of scanners or frequencies?
Frequencies, I stand corrected. I'll get there someday, but frequencies, yes.
Oh, okay. you're talking about my personal website, n2nob.net.
Okay, roger that. I'll check that out. Also, it's 10 to 10. I will give you a call at around the quarter after 10 on your house phone. Is that okay?
Yep, that's fine, Steve.
Okay, thank you, Charles. Stand your back.
I don't think we have a correction on the call frame.
Sorry, do we have a collection for what?
Question on my call site. It's Kilo Charlie 2, Foxtrot, Echo November, in Buffalo.
Ah, correction to the call sign. Okay, KC2FBN. Okay, the link is a little garbled. Seems to be having some packet loss issues.
I just wanted to make sure you had the right to yourself.
Okay, we got it now. Thanks.
Thank you, Tony.
LMH, thank you.
Charles, could the gentleman who's the call sign, I can't recall, who had the airborne frequencies, can you go through them again more slowly? Because I only got about half of them.
Okay, that's N2NYW.
Okay, that's what I heard. The ninth, okay, I'll go ahead. 338.100. Okay, 228.000, I think that's a refueling frequency. 237.900. Then a giant kill I heard was 337.225. Alright, gonna go over here. 277.600. 269.000. 303.000 and 255.000, and that's what I heard in the past 2 days.
Okay, N2NYW, thanks for the controlling.
KB2YEW.
KB2YEW,
Dad. Yeah, I got one more frequency to add.
Sure, Dad.
Okay, it's military air, and it's 11.175 upper sideband.
Yep, the famous global high frequency system. You'll find many, many different agencies on that channel. It's a good one, thank you. Active all day long.
2NYW, here's an important one, which is very interesting. It's 281.100. I think that's some type of training frequency, but it's pretty interesting. I believe they're down to the south of us. So I pick it up with a good signal when they're high up, and when they go lower, you know, it starts to fade, but I think they're down in New Jersey somewhere. But that's the one that comes in pretty often. This is N2NYW.
Okay,
Roger
that.
And
Coast Guard does a lot of training off in Atlantic City.
Perfect cap, good here where you are.
Without a doubt. When a band opens a little, I can, with this antenna, when a band opens just a little conditions, I can hit the, that repeater, what is it? It's right in, where the lighthouse is down there, by Long Beach Island. That's about 80, 90 miles down. Often I get into that pretty easy.
Late spring and summer months, you're going to start hearing some of the VHF tropospheres opening up in that seaport. Something to look forward to when the weather gets warmer. The wall gets clear from the first thing. Both the military, public service, and even broadcasting. Typically June through September, we'll do stuff like that. Okay, one last check on email before we wrap it up. Bob, do we have anything in?
I send you on something of interest. I'll check that out when you get off. We'll get on the email. That would be like for us to tip.
Okay, I'll go check that out for a while. So that will say 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you next week. And we can tell some interesting things out there. Even though we are at the bottom part of the sunspot cycle, doesn't mean it's the end. There's lots of stuff. I'm sure that Anthony has some stuff on the HF man as well. So have some fun with it and share the knowledge. If you have any questions, the email address is active and checked on throughout the entire week. So maybe not as often as during the net, but Bob and I pop in on there every day or so, and nydxa@yahoo.com. Also, drop a note there if you'd like to put on the mailing list. So, 7-3 everyone, and we'll catch you next week. This is 7-3.